Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He is King at Jeromney. He is Ski at TSB Ski. Tweet at one of those Twitter handles if you would like us to watch a movie. Put out a request this week and got some really good suggestions. Also some... we had pirates suggested to us. Go ahead and Google it if you don't know what it is. Don't Google it at work. But that was suggested to us. I don't think it's streaming on anything, so I don't know that we'll be able to do that.
I think it's streaming on Pornhub, but...
Okay.
We had a...
The whole thing?
We had a very,
the whole movie?
I would assume so.
Man, Vivid's got to have like a trademark on that, right?
Right. We got a very good suggestion today. No, didn't help us for this week, but
no. Well,
very good suggestion
from Mike Booble. Appreciate that suggestion. It'll be taken into consideration a month from now,
yeah.
Assuming I write
if we
it
remember.
Down. Yep. our movie this week, as you saw in the name of this episode, is Prey. It was recommended to us by SRAM541. It is a 2022 Hulu original. It has a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes, 7.2 out of 10 on IMDb, 71% on Metacritic. There are two versions of this movie on Hulu. There is the original version that comes out to everybody. There is a Comanche language version of this. So it is the movie revolves around a woman who is a is Native American. And there is a Comanche language version where it's dubbed, like some of it is naturally spoken in the Comanche language. Some of it is dubbed over because they spoke English for part of it for some reason. I kind of think they should have just done the whole movie.
Subtitle guy over here.
They didn't speak that much. I mean, yeah, okay. Yeah, it's fair.
They spoke a lot. You guys are like, oh, there's going to be no discourse in this movie. And I was like, they're talking all the time.
I get why.
I figured they maybe shot it twice, essentially, with one in English and then one in Comanche. So I figured, all right, if they did that, there might not have been a ton of dialogue in this movie.
Hulu got bought by Disney, man. They're swimming in money. They're good. They can make two entirely different versions of films just to appease nerds like us.
Nerds.
Yep. By the way, listener, this is a new movie. This just came out. We are going to spoil the hell out of it. So if you don't want to have that happen.
Well,
Stop, pause, go watch the movie.
Actually, no. We will do this review in Comanche. Yep.
Okay.
So maybe it won't spoil anything for you guys. You unlearned tools.
This is me backing away from attempting Comanche.
But
I'm going to let you take that one.
Let's be real. This is a Predator movie. You know what's going to happen already.
Do you?
Yes.
End of this movie? I kind of didn't see that coming.
How'd you not see that coming?
The very end of it? All right. Well, let's not skip to the end. So this movie was it stars Amber Midthunder. If you have seen her before, it is probably in the TV show Legion, which was on FX, that was very good. She was one of the main characters in Legion. She's also in the movie Hell or High Water. But I remember her from Legion. She was pretty good. She was pretty good in that. That was one of my favorite shows of the last like 5 or 10 years. So also Dakota Beavers, Stormy Kipp, Michelle Thresh, lots of actual native actors in this movie, which is pretty cool. I mean, you know, I think Hollywood's sort of to the point where if they're going to have Native American characters, they're realizing it's fucked up to have like
They didn't sneak a Hawaii. They didn't sneak a Hawaiian in here to play a Native American.
Yeah, so
or an Asian or someone of or someone from Asia or something.
Al Israel isn't playing a Cuban in a Scarface in this one. You know?
Exactly.
Yes.
Tom Cruise isn't the Last Samurai anymore. Is that what we're hearing?
I forget what the movie was called, but wasn't it like Emma Stone played an Asian woman in Hawaii or something like that in a movie recently? And it was the movie was set in Hawaii, and it was like the book was written about two Asian people who fall in love or something like that. And Emma Stone, Bradley Cooper are in it or something like that. And it's just like everybody's like, no. You can't do this anymore. Like it's
technically cool. They're just acting. Am I right?
Yeah. Yeah. You can't do that anymore, guys.
Oh God. Something just came out within the last week of some actor signing on to play.
James Franco is going to be Franco. Fidel Castro.
Fidel Castro. Yeah.
You're fucking kidding me.
Which is a hell of a return from his life. Sexual assault allegation cancellation. Where he's like, you want to know what I'm going to be? Cuban dictator.
Fuck it. Somebody's
fuck it.
Yeah. Somebody's offered me money to be in a movie. Yeah, I'll take it. Yeah,
and
whatever.
Not a comedy, I believe, as well.
No, so. That was
a serious flick. Yeah, it's a serious flick.
You want me to do blackface in this one?
I did see some like movie account kind of Photoshop him into Fidel attire.
<There's> Fidel's.
It does look kind of close.
Well, I think
bad role. James Franco, do not take this as your return.
Interesting decision by the casting director to hire him at this point, too. He is very canceled at this point. Like, it's kind of impressive.
Rogan won't even work with him anymore.
Yeah, dude.
I think Louis C.K. wrote this flick.
Yeah.
Louis wrote it. Franco stars in it. It's a drama about Castro. Exactly. This movie, Prey, back to Prey, was written and directed by Dan Trachtenberg, who also directed 10 Cloverfield Lane, directed episodes of The Boys on Amazon and Black Mirror on Netflix as well. So he has a little bit of, you know, he's got a decent track record. I did not see 10 Cloverfield Lane, but I heard it was really good. From like everybody who saw it, so he wrote and directed this.
Was that the sequel?
I believe so. And wasn't it like wasn't it what's his face? Dan from Roseanne. What's his fucking name? John Goodman. Like John Goodman was in it or something, right? Why do I remember
I did not see it, so
Roseanne
know.
And not his name? Know, right? That's
the Babe.
So I haven't watched Roseanne in like 20 years.
Righteous Gemstones.
Righteous Gemstones.
Of all the things.
For a newer thing he's in.
Yeah. He's probably most well known for Roseanne, to be honest.
Yeah.
I would agree with that, yeah.
Dan Connor, right?
Yeah. Dan Connor.
John Connor.
Yeah.
Speaking of Predator. By the way, guys, Rolling Stone... curious for your comments on this, called Prey the long-awaited masterpiece for the Predator series.
Come on.
This might be a little over the top.
Sixth installation of Predator?
I thought it was the fifth.
Fifth?
Are we counting Alien versus Predator?
I was saying anything with Predator involved.
No, I'm not counting Alien.
Because there was Predator 1, Predator 2, Predators, the one that was like Adrian Brody,
yep. Then there was Alien versus Predator, and then there was another one.
Then there was one more Predator.
Very recently, it was like a couple years ago. Yeah. I didn't see that one.
The Penn State football story?
The Nashville Predators?
The Art Briles autobiography?
Yeah.
By the way, all of those movies are on Hulu right now. So if you want to go watch a Predator movie, you can. They're all on Hulu.
Hey, I support Baylor football enough, but I'm not watching.
That is a bold statement from the Rolling Stone.
Yeah, Rolling Stone. Yeah, yeah.
I will say the second best Predator, at least.
This, yeah. I really like this movie.
Yeah, I think that's safe.
You cannot fuck with the first one.
So. No, the first Predator is so good. Come on.
Perfect. Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah. I did like the homage to the first Predator in this movie. Did you catch that? In that scene where they were in the field where all the ash was falling or whatever, they were tied up to the stake, and he was like, "If it bleeds, we can kill it." Remember that shit?
Yeah.
I almost didn't notice it because I was watching the Comanche language version, but I was like, "Oh, he said the thing! He said the thing! Let's go!"
So I was texting with my buddy about this movie. I didn't look into it at all. I was like,
"Yeah,
this is either going to be pretty good or it might be the worst movie ever." Right. Because I don't know what they were going to do with the Predator. If the Predator rolls in and had all its like future weapons and shit like that. I mean, it still had some, but it didn't have like the guns and things from the other Predator movies. He just would have ran through everyone with no unabated.
Like smallpox.
Yeah.
So that is sort of the plot of this though, like in terms of the Predator. Because it's set 300 years ago, and the Predator, you see the ship fly over and it drops them off. And it's like, all right, we're scouting this planet. We're seeing what these things are about. And as in terms of the Predator, he's literally watching the food chain. And so they have all these scenes, like they have the mouse get eaten by the snake, and then they have him kill the snake and rip its fucking skin off and snakes don't have spines, but he gets to that eventually. Yeah. And then you have the wolf chasing the rabbit. The wolf catches the rabbit. He kills the wolf, rips off its head and takes out its spine like he does. And then so was that the animal he took the skull off and wore it as a trophy?
Wolf. Yeah, because they always dangled skulls on their.
He wore the wolf as a trophy. And then later on, he sees he's trying to chase her in the water and he sees the bear chasing her. And he's like, oh, well, she is clearly the lesser.
The bear's the alpha there.
He's the lesser of these creatures. And so I just need to kill the bear. And so he kills the bear, holds it above his head, lets the blood drip down all over his camo or whatever. That's awesome. And that's sort of what this whole thing is the Predator aliens figuring out who the species are on this planet and dominating them. That's their whole thing.
Was this a true prequel? Is that how it was like?
Yeah. I don't know if they even mentioned that ever.
I don't think they did, but that's what they're going for.
That's
right?
What it is. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And so like to your point, Ski, like he didn't have any of the armor that he has in Predator.
He had the little tri-laser, but it was just like a homing thing. He didn't have a gun that blew
but
people
it was like,
apart.
It
was shot
built
little darts
onto his skull mask and it like shot little darts out of it instead of like full on.
Well, he did have
lasers.
Like you were saying, the scene where they're in all like the burnt down trees and stuff. Yeah. He did drop off like three little bombs.
He did.
That was kind of like his futuristic kind of weaponry is. Otherwise, he just had like a little bow staff kind of thing.
It was interesting because they introduced new weapons in this, which were very effective. And so it's like if he had these weapons 300 years ago, why would they get rid of them for future, attempts at Earth?
He was fighting guys in like flint stock rifles as opposed to Arnold in the body Ventura with, thousand round miniguns.
Apollo Creed.
Holding Gatling guns. That's fantastic. Yeah. Detaching Gatling guns from helicopters and carrying them around and shooting them. So what did he have? He had, I wrote these down. So he had like a ball that detached a net and the net wrapped around a person and constricted him to the point where it like turned him into mush and then turned back into the ball. That was fucking hardcore. Like that was really cool and creative. I thought
be a bad way to die.
It really would. Yeah. I mean, it'd be quick. So like the adventure there for the half a second or whatever would be really terrible, but man, that was cool.
It reminded me, I think it was, was it the first one? Or was it the Cell? Remember that one with like Jennifer Lopez?
Jennifer Lopez?
D'Onofrio? Yeah, wasn't there like a little laser
was
scene
it,
like
was
that?
It Vince,
or something
was it
like
Vince Vaughn?
Was it Vince Vaughn or
I think
Vince
it was
Canopoli?
Vince Vaughn, right? I could be yeah. wrong. Anyway,
I
what
thought
were
there was
you
a
saying?
Scene of that had I think they had a similar scene with something like cubing a person up.
Yeah.
It might have been lasers, but it like turning a person into cubes.
They did that
is always
in they did that in the like really dumb first Resident Evil movie too.
Evil too.
Yeah, where they had like the it was like four or five lasers like a foot above each other and they just
then the wall comes at you.
And the wall comes at you and you yeah, you turn into pieces. Whew. Gnarly. And then he had the spear where he like it detached and so he could like take it in half and then throw it. And then there were things that came out of it too. So he could like so he had his like shield, but also there was like a shield that came out of the spear too. Like the spear was super diverse in terms of
I
how said,
I think they
it.
were really trying to show like, oh, he's using you know, lesser weapons. Like
more practical
is,
weapons, right? Yeah. Less lasers and nukes.
And we're dropping you off in an alien spacecraft, but here's your weapon, a shield and a spear.
And then the wristband bombs that he had too, where he like hit the buttons and they exploded. And then she took one of his weapons at one point. The one that like, so it was like a knife, but it turned into a circle and its entire purpose was to cut limbs off. So like that's all it would do is it would like it would cut
it
the
like
limb
this.
Off and then it would attach to the bottom or something like that.
You remember those old like slap bracelets you had back in the day?
Yeah, it looked
the
like
on
that,
your wrist.
Right?
It's kind of like that. Yeah, it was long and then you slap it on a limb and zip, knocks it right off.
Pretty cool. Her weapons weren't bad either, man. Like in terms of
she had a tomahawk on a string. That was her only weapon.
She's pretty good with
it,
though.
I guess in a bow.
To be fair, she's pretty good with it.
Can we admit the only reason why she is alive because she has the best dog in the world?
Oh, easily. Do you remember the dog's name? I'm blanking.
Sorry,
or something
like that.
Yeah. It's a good boy. It's a very good boy. The goodest of boys. That dog saved her from the bear.
Yep.
That dog saved her from
the
predator.
Show?
Huh?
The Hulu show?
What?
The bear?
It's a good show on Hulu.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Hulu, sponsor us. We'll
yeah,
pump
Hulu,
all
right?
Your shows.
This is all Hulu. We'll talk about whatever you want, man. Including James Franco doing blackface. Brown face? How are they going to do that?
Brown.
They're just gonna throw a beard and a hat on him. There's gonna be no makeup. Okay. They're not. They're just gonna tan him up. Yeah.
I think he's like Italian descent, so he will tan easy.
Okay, I know we're sidetracking here, but did you guys see that John Leguizamo was rightfully like, "What the fuck, James Franco
right.
as Cuban dictator?" And then people are digging into his background, and he claims that he's Dominican, ooh. And his parents are from like Colombia. He's not Dominican.
Oh, he's not even.
Yeah. And he was like, oh, I was reading about it. Oh, it's on my dad's side. And his dad is like,
did he say Dominican or is he Puerto Rican? I thought it was like him and Rosie Perez were like,
maybe
like
he's Puerto
King
Rican.
And queen
but,
of Puerto
but like,
Rican.
he's from Colombia.
He's.
So it's just funny that he was loud, like, oh,
jeez.
Be proud where you're from. And he's.
I'm not ready to cancel John Leguizamo yet. I'm not ready to do that.
I think the industry might have did that.
After stand on after the Fidel than James Franco.
Yeah, he got canceled after that Mario Brothers movie.
Yes.
In the early
it is
90s.
Funny. Yeah, John Leguizamo, Colombian.
He's fighting Luigi. He's Luigi. That's fucking racist.
Bob Hoskins is like, don't think you should do any more movies, mate.
Yeah.
I think you've had it.
An Irish, an Australian, and a Colombian playing two Italian plumbers.
Is he Australian?
I thought he was.
I thought Hoskins was British. That's why I did the.
I thought he was Australian.
That was a British accent, by the way. I don't know if you could tell. Oh, boy. So, if you haven't gathered yet, this movie is.
He's English, by the way.
Oh,
is
God. Oh, man, I was
R.I.P. Bob Hoskins.
Yeah,
pretty sure.
Rip. Yeah. Absolutely. So this movie is about a woman who, you know, is in a tribe, and essentially in that tribe, the men go and hunt, the women go and gather. But she is different in that her brother is, you know, by far the best hunter and the best, you know, warrior. And so she has, you know, been given more opportunity to do that with him and with them. And so when other dudes give her shit, it doesn't go that far, just because they know she's really, really good at tracking, because she is. She's like the best tracker out of everybody there. And the brother would always say, no, she's better than you guys. She's going to go do this while we do this. And so she would always have him sort of backing her. And it's sort of about her, you know, like the first part of the movie is her wanting to do the trial, is what they call
trial.
Yeah. The trial, which is to hunt something that hunts you. And that's the whole point of the trial. And so it ends up being that somebody gets taken by a cat, is what they called it.
A lion.
Yeah, they called it a lion and a cat. And we thought it's the predator, because we see the predator get dropped off, and then we hear about a guy disappearing, and then we see him with slashes across his chest. We're like, oh, that's predator. But then again, the predator would have cut his head off and, you know, not left
taking
him alive.
The spine.
Yeah. And so then we end up seeing that it was actually a cougar. And so she
gets, or was it a catamount?
I don't know what a catamount is.
It was a puma.
Puma? Was it a puma?
Puma, it's a regional.
Oh, where
like, catamounts
it is?
In the north. Catamounts are like the northeast. Pumas are down in like Florida Panhandle.
So this was
where Taylor Coppenrath is a catamount. Alex Brink is a cougar.
Thank you.
90 soccer gear was a puma.
It was puma.
And Pavel Bure in 1997 was a Florida Panther.
You guys got any puma gear?
I used to.
I still got a couple of Puma headbands that I use for runs. I've had them since back then. I've had them for a very long time. They don't have a lot of elasticity anymore. Should probably get new ones.
Again, tangent. We will leave in about 10 seconds. It's funny to look at some old NFL films where like Tony Gonzalez and Priest Holmes are tearing it up for the Chiefs and they're wearing Puma jerseys. How the hell was Puma sponsoring the NFL in like 2005?
Yeah, right. So I think at the time they were still massive because of soccer. And they must have gotten in early enough in football. And then like, oh, you guys make shit. So
yeah, we'll move on. You have no idea what you're doing with any of this. You can't make those really like super wafer thin jerseys. That's not how this works. So anyway, somehow she gets in the one-on-one with the cougar on top of a tree, and she wounds it, but then falls off a tree, hits her head on a rock, and passes out. Next thing she knows, she wakes up in her house, and you know,
you gotta read between the lines in these movies, Braga. You gotta read deep. There was no predator involved in this movie. She just got CTE from that head blow.
Oh.
She just, you know, hallucinated a predator the whole time.
Wow, some Aaron Rodgers ayahuasca stuff going on here?
Yes.
But literally just a concussion?
I mean, she was hammering all sorts of herbs out there.
She was. She was getting mushrooms and orange flowers and mixing that shit together. We all
know. I need to get some of these orange flowers.
We all know.
Where are these orange flowers at?
We've been told this since elementary school. You cannot mix mushrooms and orange flowers. We all know that. She's wilding. She's wilding out there in the northern plains. By the way, the medicine she used cooled people's blood. And so it made it so the predator couldn't see her when she took it, which, by the way, scientifically does not add up at all. But I appreciate had it set for a Predator
up,
movie.
They had it set up perfect. They had the first Predator set up. She fell in that bog and was all muddy.
Yeah.
And then she led him to the bog again. How do you not, you know, go with the mud outfit to ward off his infrared?
That's true.
Eat some flour.
It's true. I don't think she thought of it. But then again, the bog did work out for her in the end. Pretty solid plan. There were a couple really cool action scenes in this. Like the one where, speaking of the dog, the one where she went back to save her dog from the French guys. And she just fucking wrecked five guys by herself, basically, with the axe. That was awesome.
We all know the French are not very good warriors, so
yeah. Well, they had those really slow loading pistols and rifles. That was actually pretty funny when they were in the ash area and they all took their one shot and
like, it just
bounced off him, and they're like,
this is what they're saying. This is America. If they had an AR-15, they would have dropped that fucking Predator right where he stood. They're just protecting themselves.
Did them AR-15s in the 1700s?
Man.
I gotta defend myself against these predators. Aliens. Predators. gotta predators. Protect myself against them predators.
In fairness, it's one of the best reasons to actually have an AR-15.
I mean, if there were predators lurking around, I would be stocked to the gills with assault rifles.
I'm not a gun guy. You guys know this about me. I would.
Well, that Predator's going to nab you very easily.
I'd be packing. I'm saying. I'd go to the range. I'd get a fucking... I feel like I could probably handle it. I'm getting.
But enough about your penis, am I right?
Yeah. And also, I would get one of those Jesse Ventura Gatling guns. I would just carry it around the street. You never know when that Predator's going to come out of nowhere.
Now you got to pull a Bill Duke and got to shave your head with just dry also, which is a big Bowie knife.
Your head dry with a big knife.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a cool sound. Pretty satisfying ending too. So, I mean, you mentioned it earlier that you saw the ending coming. I didn't think she would kill him. Like,
what do you think?
I didn't think
you thought they just would have died and the Predator won, essentially?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a Predator. They're like a, I mean, they don't have like the firepower to match up with him at all.
The Predator's the 90s Bills. They just blow it in the end every time.
Yeah, it's true.
They don't win late.
Choke in the open net. Gretzky is the
They got killed by Arnold. I'm trying to remember
I mean, that's nothing to, you know, be ashamed of.
Was it Danny Glover? Was he the one that killed it in the second one?
I don't remember the second one at all. The second one, if I remember correctly,
it's in the city.
It's set in Los Angeles, and Danny Glover's like a LAPD like cop, right? Like that's, by the way, like come on. Come on, that can't be what the movie is.
It's fresh hunting grounds for the Predator.
Oh my god, is that good? Is the second one good?
No, it's awful.
Okay, so speaking of movies that just made their second one for no reason in LA,
right?
What was worse, Predator 2 in LA or Escape from New York going? To LA.
Going to LA. Ski, you're all over this.
I think it's Escape from LA.
I cannot say a bad thing about a Kurt Russell movie.
Oh, come on, Escape from LA.
I just can't. I just can't.
It's an enjoyable watch, but it's a terrible movie.
It's my favorite character from a movie with probably my favorite actor in a movie. It's not good though, but God, it's good. But it's
I'd watch it if it was on TBS right now. But man, it took a step down from Escape from New York.
I have no take on that.
Have you seen either?
What are the movies again?
Escape from New York and Escape from LA.
No.
John Carpenter Presents.
By the way, I don't feel good about it because they've been on my Netflix like watch list forever. Like, so, if those movies are never going to not be on Netflix, and I've wanted to watch them. No. It's just every time I come up to it, I'm like, oh, that looks better, so I'm going to watch that every single time.
Escape from New York's kind of like, it's like real dark and Escape from L.A. is just how, if something is in L.A., it's got to be lighter, you know, cool, yeah, brah.
Yep.
Let's go surf these waves, brah. It's, there's like a big earthquake and like part, like a good chunk, L.A. is like broken off. And it's like in its own little island now where criminals are.
I mean.
And then you throw Snake Plissken in there and he goes to work.
You listen to any global warming, climate change scientists right now, that's going to happen. So just be ready for that.
Then you surf the tsunami. That's what you do.
Absolutely.
You surf to the island of Los Angeles. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, you surf from the island of Los Angeles on a tsunami to the mainland.
To Phoenix.
Yeah, to Phoenix.
To the Inland Empire.
Are like they said,
it's very Demolition Man. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Like I said, the first one's like a cult classic. It's dark and like that.
And
the second
and
one,
and that's Escape from New York, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Like I'm pretty sure George Clinton's in Escape from New York. He's like
P-Funk?
The main. Yeah, he's like the main bad like head because it's like a jail down in like a giant crater in New York.
Wow.
It's the same premise, but yeah. Yeah, watch the first one, and then if you want to have a good time, watch the second one.
Watch the first one, evaluate the first one, think about if I want to watch the second one. I'm with it.
If you're ready to enjoy yourself, you watch the second one.
I'm with that. I'm with it. Any other thoughts about Prey before we rank it? I'm curious. What's your guys' experience with the other Predator movies? Because I've seen one, obviously, like several times. Two, I've seen once, and it was a really long time ago. I watched the Adrian Brody one, and I actually didn't think it was bad. Like I remember pretty much enjoying it. I think Michelle Rodriguez was in that one too. Like I remember thinking it was okay. Alien versus Predator, I remember I saw that in the theater, and I thought it was rad, even though it was stupid. So I enjoyed that one. I haven't seen the other recent one too. So
one's a classic. Two was fine. I don't do
any of the other ones.
I don't do crossover. It's fair. Mothra versus Godzilla to me. I don't care.
That's fair. No,
Freddy versus Jason. I don't need it.
Totally fair. Totally fair.
Yeah, the Predator. That was the one that came out in 2018.
Who's in that one? Anybody famous?
Keegan-Michael Key.
Is he?
Yeah, and Olivia Munn.
Okay.
Thomas Jane. It's okay. Shane Black directed it. If you know who Shane Black is.
What else has he done?
A very good director, usually.
Okay.
I think he did the original Predator. I'm trying to remember. Or did he do the Pitch Blacks?
That's cool, though.
And he might have just wrote them. I might be blanking on his writing directing credits.
He might have directed iCarly. I can't remember which one it is.
You think that Thomas Hayden Church directed the first Predator?
There's no fucking way.
Thomas Hayden Church.
That's what the internet says. Look it up.
Yeah. You just start that rumor. Everybody listening's like too lazy to look it up. Well, you know, I heard Thomas Hayden Church directed the first Predator. Becomes like a Mandela effect thing or something.
Yeah.
All right. I was just fully off on Shane Black. He didn't have anything to do with the Predator series before then.
And you laughed at Thomas Hayden Church.
Definitely Thomas Hayden Church then.
He was the he was the Lethal Weapon writers in Last Boy Scout.
Okay. So,
yeah.
So what's your experience with the other movies, Oski?
I haven't seen the AVPs, any of them.
Okay.
Two I've obviously seen multiple times and still bad. The Predator's one with Brody was fine.
It was good, yeah.
Yeah, but the first one's just head and shoulders better.
I'm pretty sure if it'll sell you on watching it, I'm pretty sure Nia Long is in Alien vs. Predator, if that helps.
Ah, the Thomas Hayden Church vehicle.
Yeah, yeah, got,
that's,
guys,
that's the Thomas Hayden
Church. Guys of our age, Thomas oh. Hayden Church directed it. Nia Long stars.
Tim Daly wrote the screenplay.
Tim Daly! Steve...
I feel like Steven Weber or Tim Daly might be in the second one. There's a chance. Maybe Tony Shalhoub.
Holy shit. Know. By the way, Daly and Weber, I absolutely would not doubt that at all.
It's actually, no. Yeah. Gary Busey's in the second one. Not,
oh, God.
Predator movie set in Los Angeles. Absolutely one of those guys is in it.
Telling you, look it up.
Unfortunately not.
Don't look it up.
Church, predator.com. It's there.
Don't look it up. Just trust him.
Steven Weber wrote it. So yeah, that's what it is. Everything comes back to wings in the universe.
Goddamn right.
What else in the movie? I like these kind of movies usually, like tracking and like hunting style movies like that.
Me too.
So I enjoy that aspect of it. The everything else, like her, like it kind of started slow. Her dealing with like the tribe, like not okay with her trying to hunt and the other
once,
warriors.
Once she left on her own and was
like,
"Fuck you guys! I'm hunting this dude by myself. I need to figure out what's out there because we're all going to be in danger if nobody does and none of you guys are believing me. So I'm going to go do it myself." Once that happened, the movie was great.
Yeah, was,
like all the way through. Really, really good. Yeah.
I don't know if you caught it, Braga. I know when she like is coming back and she gets like captured by the other warriors and they're trying to take her back to the village.
Yeah.
And then the predator comes and kills them.
Yep.
You know, the guy that's like hiding out in the weeds.
Yeah.
Like stalking. Did you recognize who that was?
No. Who is it?
That's a, I brought it up in the sports one. That's a Sanguinette from Shoresy.
Oh, is it? Get the fuck out of
like,
here.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, he's the one that went to took a shit. And I was like, was that Sanguinette? I was just like, shut the fuck up, Sanguinette.
Shut the fuck up, Sanguinette. Yeah. That was great. Okay, hey, okay. All right, we got a minute left. Let's grade this thing. Listener movie. What's it out of?
Is that a 4 or 5?
I think it's 5. Let's go out of 5.
5 again? 5 still?
Let's just go out of 5. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'm giving this movie a 4.5 out of 5. Really enjoyed this movie. I will watch it again.
Extremely high praise there.
Yep.
I will give it 4.
I am on the same line as King with a 4. Good entertaining movie.
Sanguinette gave it that 0.5 for me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And apparently this movie took all sorts of heat because of like a female lead in a Predator movie. I don't know. People were complaining.
Roy Biggins wrote cinematography. People got all pissed.
Was it Faye Dunaway? Faye, was she the other one complaining? Too old?
Rest in power, Roy Biggins.
Big ups.
And, what's the other one? And Casey? What's the other? Who's the blonde diner chick? We're missing the last one.
We'll never know. Episode's over. We'll never
know. Helen. Done. We just named all the Wings characters. Done.
We did it.